Blog Talk Radio.
Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them.
Certainly not the last. Most of these rap niggas ain't they unwitty jabs. You can rap until your fucking lungs collapse. Serving up these pussies, you can call it the past. Bar for bar, nigga, I'm hard to match. You can bypass the facts and just fly on track. It's fair to say now, all your bars are trash. You bypass the sack and ate the whole ass. In other words, your rhymes are shit. If I ain't a lyricist, I'm borderline as shit. If I'm a lost hope, I'm gonna retire to shit. You gon' die in that abyss, and that's as real as it gets, nigga.
Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel it.
Yo, I wanna welcome y'all to Surge Radio. Y'all in for a good show today. You are on air with your man, Lyricist, and the homie Spades. What's going on, sir?
What's good, L? What's up, everybody?
Man, I've got some good topics to talk about today, man. Got some good shit. But once again, I want to welcome everybody to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock is real, which means everything we do is 100% authentic and bullshit filtered. So, let's dive straight into it, man. First of all, I don't want to go too far on this topic. I definitely want to, you know, say rest in peace to Prince. That was just something that caught everybody off guard because he just doesn't seem like a guy that just, you know, is unhealthy in any way. But, you know, definitely want to say rest in peace to Prince. And, you know, I grew up on his music and, you know, I appreciate his artistic mind when it came to that. And also, you know, he was very, very business savvy as well. A lot of people don't know that. Google or research how many people Prince has helped in the entertainment and even the sports industry, and you'll find out how business savvy Prince really was. So, Space, what's your thought on that, man?
Man, R.I.P. to one of the greatest, man. He did funk, he did rock, he did hip-hop. Like, he did it all, R&B, a little soul, jazz. So, I mean, that was just a shocker because he's a vegan and he's fucking, he was healthy as a fucking ox. And he died of the flu just so it happened after a month of, you know, him getting, winning that lawsuit of his publishing rights, then he dies of the flu. I don't know, man. I hate that he went out like that. But rest in peace to a legend.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know what, let's dive into the main topic of the day. You know, it's gonna feed from this into the big topic. But I want to talk about this insanity with Birdman in a second, but I almost forgot about this. Okay, I got to take it back a little bit, take it back, you know. I cannot get past this shit with Hillary Clinton, man. The whole hot sauce thing, you know.
Keep it in the bag, homie.
So it's like they asked her, like, hey, what is one thing you keep in your bag? Her response is hot sauce. If that's not the biggest pandering piece of shit I've ever heard in my life, man. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, before I dive into that too deep, how do you feel about that shit, babe?
I think it was, you know, borderline racist myself. Because you don't say that shit when a white person asks you, oh, what do you keep in your bag? I keep some, you know, some Snuggy wipes and, you know, that bullshit. You say that shit in a room full of black people because you're on a black radio show? That just seems like you reach for votes from the black community and you're not going to get it that way. Sorry.
Man, look.
Hell, you couldn't even keep your husband satisfied. He had to get a blowjob from fucking Monica Lewinsky. What the fuck do you think we gonna let you run the country? Hell no.
See, to me, that's just the biggest, like, that's the biggest pander move I've ever seen ever. It's like, you know, it's like the audacity of this motherfucker. It's like, is it working? Because, you know, Charlamagne is like, okay, I want you to understand, when people hear this, they're going to say that you're pandering to back people. And she's like, well, is it working? Is it working? Like, which means you're full of shit.
You're reaching like a motherfucker. I
mean, super reaching. I'm like, we already know. You're getting ready to steal the nomination from Bernie. But at the end
of
the
day, which I think is bullshit.
I think everybody needs to open up their eyes to this shit. Like, look, man, you can't be ignorant your entire life. So,
majority of your life, maybe, but not your entire life.
Yeah, oh yeah. So, I was just super confused by how that even came about. Like, of all the things you could say that you have in your purse, you think the smartest thing to say is hot sauce, because that's what black people want to hear, huh? Because you hear that you're losing to Bernie when it comes to the black vote. And also, I want to ask a question. Why is it that black people are so, like, enamored with the Clinton family? Because I'm not going to lie. You know, I was a kid when Bill Clinton was in office. I mean, I'm 30 years old. So I can only tell you that, yeah, I lived in a time where he was the president. I've seen certain things. I even read about, some of his things that he's done as far as policy-wise. So I'm not completely ignorant to who Bill Clinton is, but at the end of the day, I know some of the things that he did that was not beneficial to black people. So I want to know why everybody thinks that the Clintons are such a great pro-black family. I mean, just I don't get it, you know.
Because Bill got a blowjob in the White House. That's the reason.
But it has to be bigger than that.
If you pay attention, yeah, but if you pay attention to it, comedians, motherfucking anybody that can talk about Bill Clinton as far as, like, getting him out there in the public eyes or whatever, every comedian is talking about him getting that blowjob. They're not talking about him going over there and, you know, doing some shit that actually is productive for fucking America. They only talk about him getting a blowjob in the White House. Which is, oh, man, yeah, he automatically black now. No, nigga. No, he's not. He's still white.
Yeah, man, that shit, I don't know, man. You know, it's the same way that black people are, you know, they're beholden to the whole Democratic Party. Like, oh, every Republican is a racist. Every Republican is this. Every Republican is that. I'm like, no, there's piece of shit people in the world that don't have to have anything to do with politics. So if they're not a Republican and they're still racist, what are they? Because I've seen some racist Democrats. You know, I don't get it. But, you know, I'm not going to go too far in that. I just don't understand why everybody loves Hillary Clinton so much. I guess that this is just a generation. Oh, I just want to be a part of something historical. We put a black president in there. Now let's put a woman in there. I mean, I still can't get past the Harriet Tubman shit. You know, I'm like, you know, putting her on a $20 bill, and you see how everybody responded to that. You know, I'm
yeah,
not
even Ben Carson whole ass.
I mean, Ben Carson wife. I mean, he can't talk about nothing when it comes to, you know, historical black figures. I don't want to hear him say anything. Because his relevance as an individual, especially to my that's from Detroit, he needs to shut the fuck up all the way up. You know, when he let his fucking gorilla-looking wife see the fucking national anthem and shit, she's ass, okay? You know, I mean, I don't want to get into that because I'm super disrespectful when it comes to stuff like that. But the last thing you want to talk about, oh, put her on a smaller bill. Like, no, put your wife in a fucking cage. How about that?
Fucking monkey.
Put her in a cage.
Real life Uncle Tom God right there. That's the Uncle Ruckus.
Real life.
Of the United States of America.
He always got somebody thumb up his ass. Always.
Donald
fucking
Trump.
Retard. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because we already know about Donald Trump's small hands and where they go. So,
right? Richard Rubio made that clear.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, so before we get into the main topic, I want to tell y'all, look, make sure y'all downtown, if you're in Michigan, come downtown Detroit. Make sure you come and check your boy out, Lyricist, at the Blue Nightclub. You know, I'll be there performing, you know, some of my new tracks, some of my old tracks. You know, we still got tickets available. Make sure you go to my page, Facebook.com/Detroit Lyricist. Grab your tickets. Only $12. But we're in downtown Detroit right off of Woodward. You know, about to rock that shit. Should be fun.
Is this weekend or is it? It's today, right? Or tonight?
No. It's next Thursday. So it's on the 28th. So
right.
Make sure y'all come out on the 28th and, rock with your boy Lyricist. And let's hop back into the show. Now, this is the topic that I've been waiting to talk about because this may need one of my many, many rants. Birdman. His interview with The Breakfast Club. Now, if you guys are not aware of what this fucktard did, I'll play the clip for you. Here we go.
Y'all ready? Yes, sir. I'm going to start this shit off straight telling all three of y'all, stop playing with my name.
Let's go on there. Let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name.
Let's do it on camera.
Stop playing with my name.
Let's go right
on there. Nigga, when my name come up, respect it.
Let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name. All three of y'all, stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
He done cursed us out. Tell him, get it off your chest, Birdman.
This is already. I ain't gotta talk no more.
Cause I don't understand the angle. Like what?
Did it already.
So why come here?
I did it already. I'm here. So what's happening?
I mean, it's all good, but I'm saying why?
And I'm here. What's happening?
I'm all good, but I'm saying why come here just
look,
to curse us up?
What's happening, man? I wanted to see you. I wanted to talk to you on your man and your face.
Absolutely.
You understand me? I knew a few places you was at. I could have pulled up, but I don't think that was gangster. I wanted to come look in your face like a man and tell you how I feel.
Okay.
You understand me? Straight up like a man.
So
no
what's
shit,
the issue?
No sugar. Ain't no issue. If it was an issue, you'll feel me. I just come to let y'all know, stop, put some respect on my name. You understand me? When y'all saying my name, put some respect on it.
Did you pull up on Ross that way or Trick Daddy?
Yeah, I'm pulling up on you, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm the radio guy. Why pull up on the radio guy? Don't act tough with the radio guy.
I hate my nigga. Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking. Let's rock.
All right.
Bob. See you later, nigga. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Surge Radio. All right, y'all finished or y'all done? Is that two questions at once, motherfucker?
I think it
I
is.
I just asked for somebody to put some respect on your name. The audacity of you fucking fake-ass blood. You don't sit up here and act for somebody to put some respect on your name, and when you ain't earn it, motherfucker, when you out here owing everybody money, you want to talk about respect? Put some respect on my name. Like what? Like it's a fucking condiment, motherfucker?
Let me get a side of respect with that, please.
Yeah. No, not with him. With this motherfucking fucktard. You know, he was like, yeah, put some respect on that. And make sure you give me that side of dick, asshole. He's like,
First off, I'm not gonna like, give like, nobody respect that can't pronounce the word respect. Like, you have to pronounce it right for me to give you respect. So,
respect is earned, not given. It's earned. You want people to say something different about you? Do things that people can actually respect. You run around, you know, talk about, oh, you know, it was many places where I could have rolled up on you, but that wouldn't have been gangster. No, that's the most gangster shit you can do. You catch that motherfucker when he least expect it, and got me talking like this motherfucker now, expect. When he least expect it, okay, and then you get out and you confront them because they never have an answer. When you confront they ass. Now, see, I had somebody that called me a couple months ago, and we had a problem, and he thought that he was going to be able to check me. He wasn't prepared for my answer because he knew how I got down. And by him knowing how I get down, he changed his tone. That's what I call respect. I earned that. Your work ethic is what gets you respect. Your reputation is what gets you respect. If you have a reputation of being a shitty individual, especially, you know, y'all got so many pending lawsuits with producers and artists and all this other shit because y'all not paying people and doing what you should do. Y'all don't respect other people, but you asking for respect? What type of shit is that? How does that work? Spade, I'm going to let you hit this. And you tell everybody how you feel about it, because this motherfucker's a retard.
I feel like, nigga, if you want respect, like you said, you got to give it. So, business-wise, you're not showing it. As a man, you're not showing it in my eyes. And, nigga, you need hooked on phonics because you can't pronounce words. Like, go back to the damn sixth grade and get English classes back over again, nigga. That nigga is irrelevant, dog. He's just... that nigga
nah, man,
is
you know
else.
What that is. His ass can't pronounce words right because, you know, he gained that lisp over the years. You know that lisp that certain people get when they be sucking dick? Yeah, that's what he got. He can't say shit right. He got that dick-sucking lisp. That's what he got. I'm a clown as motherfucker.
Oh,
because I'm like,
ass,
yeah.
Nigga.
I wish you would roll up in my radio station talking that shit. Now, Charlamagne and them good because they making money. They can't afford to get caught up in that shit. This just makes, you know, people like him look bad because it's like you should never worry about what somebody has to say about you if the shit not true. But it hits home because you sitting up here, you robbing people. You robbing these artists, man. They busting their ass, dropping these albums. I'm like, Wayne dropped the album that went platinum in a week. So it should be no question that you pay this man and do whatever he asks you to do because he's been on your team since day one. When everybody else left, he was still there. Now, I'm not a Wayne fan, but I had to speak for the artist. You know, and as an artist, you should have respected this man's time and his tenure and everything that he brought to the table, you know. But you screwing with his money. You don't want to let him out of his deal. You don't want to let him drop his album. So you want to sit up here and talk about respect, and you don't respect the person that brought you the most money you got right now. You don't want to respect the person that brought you Nicki and Drake. You making money off of them too. But you want to talk about respect, motherfucker, with a K or a C, however you want to spell it, you fucking Neanderthal, you know.
I didn't think
people
Blood
like him
said any word with C in it, so it was technically he still said it wrong. It's supposed to be we're black, but, you know.
I mean, man, he ain't that smart.
Hear no voice.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't that smart, man. I mean, this guy... I don't get these people, man. It's like it's super easy to ask for respect, but you're not giving it. I mean, you walk up in a studio, 7 or 10 people, you know, trying to intimidate a DJ and shit. You know, a fucking radio show host. You want to try to intimidate him and stuff, and demand people put respect on your name. But you got due respect for shit, you fucking ingrate. I have nothing positive to say about this guy, man. He's the closest thing to a Kardashian clone. All stupid. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Respect. Oh man, I don't respect a lot of shit. I don't. I mean, I've been in so many beefs because of the fact that I don't respect people. I don't. You have to earn my respect. I mean, you have to earn anybody's respect. I ain't special, but at the end of the day, you still got to earn my respect, especially if you plan on being around me.
And here's the thing with that, dog. Like, motherfuckers act like you're guaranteed to give them respect. No, I don't have to do shit. I don't have to give you respect, especially if I feel like you ain't shit. Like, it's just that simple. It's that simple. It's just that simple. Like, if I don't feel like you deserve my respect, I'm not going to give it to you. I don't care who you are.
I mean, and that's the nature of the beast. You have to, you know, you have to give that shit, man. You have to. I mean, as an independent artist, and, you know, as somebody that's trying to, you know, get his feet wet in industry and stuff like that, you got to work hard for it. But he's been in the industry. He's already established. He got hundreds of millions of dollars at his disposal. But you would think that with that type of money in a bank or your assets, he wouldn't be such an asset. You know?
Straight up.
And then you got Young Thug coming out the woodworks, want to threaten Charlamagne, talking about, oh, man, you trying to get tortured. If you don't go sit your ass down, man. I can say so much bad shit, but people think that I have an issue with gay people. And I don't have an issue with gay people. It's just the fact that, you know, Young Thug don't know what he is. He don't know whether he gay or straight. You know, he's a confused little boy. And I feel bad because he fell in a position to where it is, you know, he has to be baby's only line of defense. You know, it's sad. You know, but I don't respect anybody that screw artists, man. And that's plain and simple. Now, I know we're going to get past this and go into, you know, the topic that you wanted to talk about today, Space. And that's something that I had to share with everybody. You know, Birdman is a fucking retard. You know, I don't respect nobody that's walk anywhere demanding anything. You ain't earning it.
Dash Award? Do he get the Dash Award?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He is this week's Dash Award winner. Birdman, baby fucker. You know, this guy is a fucking, oh my God, dude. I'm so furious, man. There's no words that there's no words for that level of ignorance. Every time I hear that interview, I'm like, this guy's a dumbass. And there's other artists out there that actually support him, and 50 Cent being one of them. Like, you cannot support that level of ignorance. Come on, man. For real. That's super ignorant. No, don't walk nowhere demanding respect when you're doing shit wrong. I mean, that's it. That's all I can say about that. So, all right, Space, go ahead and touch on a topic you want to talk about, sir.
Today's main topic for me was, you know, these young cats and females, and they putting them hands on them. Like, that shit is stupid. First off, if you don't have the balls enough to put your hands on another man when he's talking shit about you, or if he hits you and you quick to grab a gun on that shit, don't put your hands on a female, because you ain't nothing but a little ass bitch. I'm going to say that again, a little ass bitch. No man should put their hands on a female. Now, granted, it is certain situations that happen, you know, you can't control, you be like, oh, shit, reflex, whatever. Okay, I understand that. But when you get to a point where a motherfucker is just constantly whooping your ass, then, ladies, I need y'all to leave the situation alone. And it's not just for the ladies, it's for the males too, because we do have females who like to abuse their husbands, you know. So in that case, I'm going to tell the fellas, get the fuck out the situation. I know it's not simple, but it's that simple. Do whatever you got to do to leave and avoid that situation, because it turns from, you know, getting beat every other 2 days to now it's going down to my kids. And now after that, you know, months, years later, somebody ends up dead. And it's like, oh, how did this happen? How did we miss this? Y'all got to start that shit from the beginning. If you know this nigga's abusive and got a fucking anger problem, or she's abusive and got an anger problem, you need to leave the situation alone. I ain't seen too many people go down that road, and watch my moms go down that road. Anybody, any female friend of mine, my wife will tell you, like, I'm very advocate about that. I don't like motherfuckers who put their hands on females for no reason, because you not strong enough to hit up a male, but you're strong enough to pick up a gun when a male come to you. You're a bitch. Ladies, gents, please avoid the situation.
I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that. There's never a reason to hit a woman, especially for a man. I know there's a lot of situations to where it is. I know sometimes women have this capability of pushing all the wrong buttons. You know, but I also feel like this too. A man shouldn't engage a woman at all. But I also feel like a woman should never engage a man either. Don't put your hands on a man. Actually, don't put your hands on anybody. You know, you may be caught up in your feelings. You may not like what's being said to you. Okay, walk away. You can come back from that. But when you reach a point to where you're putting your hands on each other, then, you know, the respect is gone. And sometimes it's an irreparable state where it is you're not able to come back from it. So I'm not perfect, and I'm not saying that anybody else is perfect, but I am a firm believer in, on both sides, a man should never put his hands on a woman, and a woman should never put their hands on a man, because you never know the response you're going to get, okay? Now, there's been situations where it is, you know, in the past, I've been engaged and hit by a woman or whatever, and my immediate thought was, knock this motherfucker out. But off of impulse, I was able to catch myself, because I'm like, this is a woman. It's not like fighting a guy. I know that if I hit her, I will break her. And that should be a thought for any man in that situation. So it's all about practicing self-control. But also, women, I understand that men be doing crazy, stupid, but you never know what response you will get when you put your hands on a man. You can get the guy that just may slap the shit out of you. You may get the guy that may punch you in your face. And you may get the guy that just may snap and do something worse. So if there is any way possible to not do it, don't do it. Avoid each other. But for the men that just like putting their hands on women in general, just because they want to be empowered, they want to feel tough and all that other shit, you can't be a coward your entire life, because eventually that woman going to rise up and she going to put you down or find the means of putting you down.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make you strong. It makes you weak. It comes down to how you want to be, especially if you have kids in the picture. You don't want your kids to see that, because if you got a little girl, you don't want your little girl being treated like that. And if you have a son, you don't want your son to treat people like that. So that's all I have to say about that. You know, got 10 seconds left in the show. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock is and shock is real. Everything we talk about is unscripted. we just keep it 100 with y'all the best way that we know how to, and, you know, keep it entertaining. So until next week, until our next awesome topic, I'm not going to keep slandering Birdman. Spade, you want to take us out of here, sir?
I want to thank everybody for joining in, calling in, and tuning in. Keep showing support. Keep showing that love, man. We're going to keep it real as much as possible. Till next time, Sir J out. But I still don't feel, yeah, I hear niggas, but I